You must have seen in the news that Indian students are stuck at the Poland's border. The temperature is in negative degrees Celsius, and Indian students are stuck in Ukraine-Poland border, in the freezing cold, without shelter, food and money, and they can't even charge their phone. Ukrainian border guards were not allowing them through checkpoint. The Ukrainian guards were letting only Russian, Polish, Ukrainian and other foreign citizens through the border, and they were also demanding bribes up to $200 for each Indian student to cross the border. They are literally at the gunpoint. And you know what the Ukrainian guards were saying? When your government has not cooperated with us, why should we cooperate with you? And if you see, even Ukrainian universities are to be blamed. They misled the Indian students to stay back and not leave when Air India evacuated almost 500 students back to India on February 25th. I don't know whether the university faculty intentionally did it or it was an error. But whatever it is, this all happened because India abstained from voting in the United Nations Security Council. Basically, India chose the middle path, even when the Western powers have tried to put indirect pressure on India. But India has taken a calculated stand based on independent assessment of this Russia-Ukraine war situation. But then naturally, the Western countries did not like it. And this is how they are giving back to India for not taking their side, by not letting Indian citizens cross the border. You have to understand the context as well as the reason behind India's balanced and independent approach of not taking sides. India-United States relations have been good over the years. India has also received bipartisan support in the US Congress. After the landmark civilian nuclear deal of 2006, the two countries have signed an agreement in 2016 that made India a major defense partner of the United States. But on the other hand, Russia has been a long-time supplier of military hardware to India. Russia has always been very supportive of India. Russia has been a time-tested friend of India. Currently, India's military uses Russian weaponry extensively, such as Sukhoi 30 MKI fighter aircraft, T-90S tanks, BMP infantry combat vehicles, Talwar-class frigates, and Kilo-class submarines. The two sides have also jointly produced the highly regarded BrahMos cruise missile system. Then Russia has also supplied 5 units of the S-400 air defense system last year in December 2021. And there are many things that Russia has supplied to India. So you see, India and United States has a strategic partnership. And at the same time, India and Russia also has a strategic partnership. And both of them are veto countries and superpowers. So naturally, if India takes the side of United States, then Russia will be upset. And vice versa. Now, what do you think India should do in such a situation? You have to be non-aligned. And that too on a matter like Ukraine. Which if you see, practically Ukraine is not in India's interest. And this is what I have also said about Ukraine. Ukraine should have been non-aligned. But unfortunately, it took the side of Western power. And from day one, India has said, let Russia and Ukraine settle it diplomatically. Indirectly, India has given a hint to the West as well as to the world not to interfere. Let them sort it out. But as you know, that's not how the Western powers think. They have vested interest in Ukraine. And I have talked about it in my previous videos. I'll put the link, you can check them out. So anyhow, India chose the middle path. But India has also given its opinion by solving the issue or de-escalating the issue through diplomatic talks. But then if you see, India's calculated and independent decision on this issue is somewhere frustrating the Western countries. So if you see, America is also collecting crowds. Come, 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 Russia come, 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 come. यूक्रेन भी एक तरीके से रिश्तेदार है रशिया का. लेकिन आप में से कुछ लोग ये भी कहेंगे कि नहीं, बाहर की इंटरफेरेंस चाहिए जब पानी सर के ऊपर चला जाता है. तो ठीक है, ये भी सही बात है. तो यही किया यूक्रेन ने, ये गई वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज की तरफ. वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज ने भी यूक्रेन को अच्छे से उकसा दिया. आया तो नहीं मदद करने ज़मीन पर, लेकिन पीछे से ऐसे उकसा दिया कि लड़ो लड़ो, ये करेंगे वो करेंगे. अब जब लड़ाई हो रही है तो आप रशिया को एक्सपेक्ट कैसे करते हो शांत होने के लिए. यूक्रेन का प्रेसिडेंट कभी वीडियो बना के बोलता है कि हम बात करेंगे, रुक जाओ रशिया, हम बात करेंगे. फिर दूसरी तरफ वीडियो बना के ये भी बोलता है कि देखो कितना बेकार इंसान है, इसको हम छोड़ेंगे नहीं, इसके लोगों को हमने मार दिए, इतने सारे लोगों को, ये वो. तो अगर आप ऐसी ऐसी बातें करोगे तो कहाँ सॉल्व होगा बताओ. तो इंडिया भी यही कह रहा है कि अपने बीच में निपटा लो मामला. लेकिन नहीं, यूक्रेन को हल्ला मचाना है, भीड़ इकट्ठी करनी है. अमेरिका भी वही काम कर रहा है, खुद तो नहीं जा रहा मदद करने, लेकिन बाकी देशों को जबरदस्ती इसमें घसीट रहा है. So the same thing is happening with India. कोई सर नहीं, कोई पैर नहीं, जबरदस्ती घसीट रहा है इंडिया को. और जब इंडिया ने एक प्रैक्टिकल इंडिपेंडेंटली सोच विचार करके डिसीजन लिया, तो वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज ऐसे गेम खेल रही हैं, भारतीय स्टूडेंट्स को बॉर्डर पे अटका देना, और ये सब बातें मुंह पर बोल रही हैं स्टूडेंट्स के यूक्रेन के बॉर्डर गार्ड्स कि व्हेन योर गवर्नमेंट हैज नॉट कोऑपरेटेड विद अस, व्हाई शुड वी कोऑपरेट विद यू। ठीक है, पॉलिटिकल डिसीजंस हैं, गवर्नमेंट के स्ट्रेटेजिक डिसीजंस हैं, लेकिन आप लोगों को क्यों फंसा रहे हो? बट एक्चुअली दिस इज व्हाट इज द ट्रू नेचर ऑफ वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज। इनमें कोई माया दया नहीं है, लेकिन दुनिया को बोलते फिरते हैं कि शांति के असली दूत यही हैं। सो बेसिकली इंडियाज मिडिल पाथ इज कॉजिंग फ्रस्ट्रेशन टू द वेस्टर्न पावर, और इसी बात की खुंदस हमारे सिटीजन्स पे निकाल रहे हैं यूक्रेन पोलैंड बॉर्डर पे। और हाँ, इंडिया की भी एक जेन्युइन कंसर्न है चाइना को लेकर। आई हैव मेड अ वीडियो ऑन व्हाट इज चाइनाज इंटरेस्ट इन रशिया यूक्रेन कॉन्फ्लिक्ट। उस वीडियो को देखिए, आपको हिंट मिलेगा कि भारत ने बीच का रास्ता क्यों चुना।